Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Memories bring back, memories bring back your. Memories bring back, memories bring back your.
Maroon 5.
Stop.
Part of today's best music mix. And by the way, just announced Maroon 5 coming to St. Louis, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, Saturday, August 29th. We got a Saturday night with Maroon 5, you guys.
That's awesome. You know, it's so funny how these are going to just continuing to come out before we hit December 25th.
Yeah, right. Tickets go on sale a week from Friday at noon.
8:05, time for Foodstuffs with me, your host, Tim Convy, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. First of all, happy National Cookie Day to you and yours. Yay. Favorite cookie, everybody. Kevin.
Chocolate chip.
Courtney. Favorite cookie?
I don't know. I'm not a big cookie fan. I know. I'm sorry.
Even today?
Sugar cookie. I love a sugar cookie. Oh, what are those one cookies our friend used to make? Her mom used to make them.
Oh, those were like cutout cookies, sugar cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sugar cookie shortbread.
I'm weird. I love a pecan sandy.
I like a pecan sandy. Those are fine. Wow.
And with the Girl Scouts, I like the, what are they? The tree foils? The ones that are like a buttery shortbread
cookie.
Those
are my favorites.
Those are good.
I like any of that variety.
Yes.
Lance, favorite cookie?
Is a macaroon technically a cookie?
I will give it to you.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Correct answer, however, Oreos. Sorry that none of you guys got it today. Happy National Cookie Day.
Didn't study. Sorry.
Speaking of cookies and snacks, new survey looked at how much the average person would save if they never bought any snacks.
Oh my God.
Throughout the entire course of their life.
What?
I'm going to break it down for you. They found the average American spends $9.22 a week on snacks, which seems conservative to me. That adds up to $479 and change a year. Almost $30,000. $28,766 over the course of your entire adult life on snacks.
Yeah, it's not surprising, though. Because there's so many opportunities to have snacks.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And snacks are delicious.
Yeah, like snacks are way easier to get than a meal.
You make a great point.
Food stuff.
37% of people say they prefer sweet stuff. 34 say salty. The other 29 are split.
Yeah, it just depends what I'm in the mood for.
Yeah.
But I think I like a savory snack more.
Air Asia has opened a restaurant in Malaysia that just serves airplane food.
What's that?
What's airplane food?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last flight I was on where I had airplane food.
It's actually just food shaped like airplanes.
Food stuffs.
3% of people out there still eating Thanksgiving leftovers. It is Wednesday. We've reached almost a week. I had a friend just last night, Jake Beckman, asked me, "Hey man, I'm still eating leftovers. Is it okay?" I guess he considers me an expert because of food stuff.
Well, yeah.
I told him it was fine. I told him that if he Googled, most places are going to say you shouldn't do that
for 3 days of reasons. Or something.
I told him I was fine with it. However, I'm going to argue that it has more to do with refrigerating that food as quickly as possible after it's left out, especially the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
More to do with how quickly you get it in after you cut that thing open than it does how long it's been in the refrigerator.
I had a piece of pumpkin pie last night for my dinner.
Oh, I think the dessert is still totally fine.
Yeah.
I made some mean twice-baked potatoes that I was still eating yesterday.
And also, let me just give a little shout-out. You know the spray whipped cream?
Yes.
Ready Whip?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ready Whip. I usually always go with Ready Whip. Nick went out on a limb and bought a Cabot. Cabot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the best whipped cream I've had.
What's the deal?
I've had it before.
That's a brand name of whipped cream? Is it
Ready Whip type thing?
Yeah, it's a Ready Whip thing, but it's Cabot. Cabot also sells cheese and things like that.
They're in the dairy game.
Yes, it's good.
Next level.
I think it's really good.
Cabot. Okay. I like it. This may not be a surprise, but people under 24 by far the most likely group to still be eating leftovers. There are a few people from every age bracket still eating them as of today, this morning. But after tomorrow, which is a full week, 10% of people under 24 will still be eating them. 0% every other age group.
Yeah, I think we made too much food.
No, did you have a ton?
Yeah, we have a ton.
And did you not give some away? Did you not?
You have to give.
We should have sent them with leftovers, but they were doing another, like, Friendsgiving.
Nobody wanted any.
The next day.
Yeah.
And they were traveling 4 hours in the car, so I don't know that it would have traveled well.
Hmm. And finally, Uber Eats predictions for the 10 trendy foods of 2020. Wow. Every year, it's always something. They're trying to get ahead of this thing and say, this is what we think people are going to be eating next year. Some of these things already popular.
What was this year? What was the big food trend
pickles?
This year? Was it pickles this year?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, for example, one of the things on here I would argue is already hit is the keto diet stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Other things they've got on here. Bone broth, that as well, I feel like, is already
hit.
Yeah. I'm seeing that all over
Jen's
the place.
Jen's been doing the bone broth thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Trendsetter. Early adapter. Adopter.
Yeah,
number one. Starfruit.
Starfruit.
Anybody eating starfruit?
No. They're like difficult
I'm eating Starburst. Is that...
They're difficult to peel and...
Is it like a pomegranate where it's kind of a pain for
yeah,
a little payoff?
Yeah, it's kind of a pain. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Chinese
totally.
Gooseberry.
Yeah.
You know what I like on a day like today? A good starfruit cookie. Number two, squid ink.
Oh, Katie's makes an amazing squid ink pasta.
Oh,
really?
Oh, it's so good. It's black spaghetti.
Does it taste like squid, though?
Nope.
Okay.
But it just
does
like...
Does it taste like ink? I'm not interested in either one.
I have to have the gluten-free pasta now with it, and I tell you, it's not as good as the squid ink.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't say I'm excited about that. Number three, they're saying collagen.
People have been adding that to, like, smoothies and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
And CBD oil-infused foods, too, I think is going to even get bigger.
Oh, my God, it's everywhere.
All that really popular. And then a bunch of other stuff that's already kind of out there. Brussels sprouts. Are you familiar with reishi? It's a Asian mushroom.
Reishi mushrooms?
No, reishi. Yeah, no, you're probably right. It's reishi.
Yes.
All over it?
I've had to take some of those.
harissa? Are you familiar with that?
Harissa.
Faro. I know that one. Or faro.
Pharaoh.
Oh, man.
You just stopped it.
Time to get out of here. Food stuffs, folks.
Squid
Food stuffs. Check us out on Instagram at Courtney and Co.
Y98. Harissa. North African hot chili pepper paste.
Yep.
It sounds good. I'm all for it. All right. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. It's 40 now, and we'll make.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.